And they used to use the word palings.
Is that the same?
Yeah. A picket or a paling. As I recall, there were about a one by two, usually pointed at the top. Wooden palings.
The fence that I always associate with Tom Sawyer, you know, the one he had to whitewash. You have any kind of image of that type of fence?
That's a board fence.
Board fence?
Yeah. Made of usually wide boards, fairly solid.
I see. Much cotton ever grown in this area?
Very unsuccessfully. And some years ago, a few farmers tried to grow cotton, but it's not suitable to this climate.
I see. Well, say if somebody got in there in the cotton with a hoe, maybe weeding it out, something like that, what would you call that?
Call it chopping cotton.
Okay.
I think technically there's a little difference between just weeding it and chopping. I think they thinned the cotton, was really chopping cotton, where they cut out the extra plants if they were too thick, and so that they got the right spacing. And of course they didn't cut grass at the same time.
Any particular names for the type of grass that you would want to get out of there?
Seemed to me, I remember up at my mother's home talking about Johnson grass. I don't remember any other.
Crabgrass, something like that.
As a child, I don't remember crabgrass. I don't know what grass they call it.
And you'd say that on a farm, your cotton or your corn would grow in a... So you had a water cotton?
Well, they say had a cotton room, cotton bin, cotton room.
I was thinking about the land where it grows. You'd say you had a...
Oh, a cotton patch. Yeah, if it was small, yeah.
What about big?
A what?
What about bigger than a patch? What would you
have? A cotton field.
Mm-hmm. So there is a difference in size there between a field and a patch.
Yeah. In my terminology, yeah.
Could you grow the same sort of thing in a patch as you would in a field?
Yeah, you grow the same thing. But now sometimes they might refer to a garden patch or as a smaller, roughly a garden around a house. Somebody's a pea patching. Doesn't really mean raising peas, but they're farming on a small, got a little piece here, a little piece there.
Well, say if you were putting up a barbed wire fence, these things that you have to dig holes in the ground for so that you can string the wire across, you call them?
Post hole digger? You tell me the tool you use to dig the hole?
Well, yeah, I'm interested in that too, and the things themselves you just call
posts.
Yeah, and if you had one.
Fence post.
Sure. Getting on something a little bit different, say utensils, containers, that sort of thing. What would you say that a family's best dishes would probably be made of?
China.
Have you ever seen an egg made out of that, that a farmer might use to try to fool the hen and delay it?
Sure, yeah. That what they call them, China eggs, or probably. I don't know that I would call them porcelain eggs. Yeah, I've even seen them made out of wood, painted white. That'd make it keep the chicken happy that was nesting when they take their eggs away from them.
Was that ever called a nest egg? Do you
remember? I really don't recall them. Probably so. Give them something to start with, get them sitting on the nest, yeah.